Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Collaborate 2015 at the convention show floor here at beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. I'm Michael Lauer here with my trusty co-host and producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great. You know, Michael, this may be one of the most collective rooms full of smartest people I've ever been around. Everybody here is super intelligent, super motivated, and very passionate about what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a really cool mix to see it happen, and I'm sure that this next interview will be no exception. We have with us the CEO of Secure 24, Mr. Mike Jennings. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's cool. It feels like there's a lot of good energy here. We're in a cool booth, too. It's got the plugged-in side, which we're on, and then the unplugged side, which is all zen with some, like, wood themes. Are you going to go lay out over there, do some yoga later, Mike?
Maybe do a little Zenga over there.
So for the folks at home that don't know, tell us a little bit about Secure 24. What makes you special?
Sure. So Secure 24 is a managed cloud provider based in Southfield, Michigan. We've got nearly 500 IT professionals, and we're focused on providing enterprise solutions.
Okay, so what brings you here to Collaborate this year?
So Collaborate's a great opportunity for us to come meet with our customers, our partners, and future prospects, and really update people on what we're doing at Secure 24 for Oracle-based solutions.
Well, I know Oracle, we were at Collaborate earlier in the year, and they made a huge push to cloud. I mean, it's all they were talking about was cloud.
Absolutely. The whole industry's going there, not just Oracle, but really all application stacks are moving to cloud, and that's really what differentiates Secure 24 is while we do focus on Oracle, we focus on other applications as well. Engineering applications, tax applications, financial planning.
Salesforce, I'm assuming.
We interface with Salesforce CRM and so forth for our clients. So we're able to help our clients really develop a strategy where they can outsource everything in their data center, not just their Oracle application stack.
So that's the big differentiator with you guys, is that you don't just, some people are a one-trick pony. They do Oracle, and they do it really well. I'm sure you guys do too, but you can branch out a little bit more, right?
Absolutely. So, we support, all of the Oracle stack, so everything from eBusiness to JD Edwards, Hyperion, PeopleSoft. But then, we branch out into things, like competing products like SAP. And we also do, Microsoft applications, Exchange, SharePoint, things like that. So clearly we try and cover the entire stack of enterprise applications.
We had, right before you, we had Mohamed Obaidat in, who is kind of in charge of the e-business suite and developing that. And things are always changing, whether it's just Oracle or any other, platform that you provide service for. How do you guys keep up with that? And because customer hears about it, they expect you to know the answers right away when they call you, right? You're supposed to be the guru. You're the guy, right? So how do you manage that?
So, with Oracle, we maintain a really tight relationship. So we're talking to, the reps. We're talking to the product folks, on a weekly basis. And so, as they're getting ready to launch new products, for instance, 2 months ago, I was at the product launch of the new Exa platform with Larry Ellison. And so we try and stay very close with Oracle. We do a lot of POCs, so we help them actually develop product, and we actually bring it into our labs and do a lot of testing so that we can take it back out into the customer base and really, be able to highlight what we found that's different or great about the new product set.
So you kind of use it on your own stuff first and kind of eat your own cooking and say, okay, this is pretty good. We can let someone else try it, right?
Absolutely. We always try and deploy solutions in-house first. Really test them out, understand, what are the benefits of going to that solution, and then we build a product set that we can take out to the customer base.
And for customers who are listening, that's not a common thing. It's actually kind of rare because sometimes, a new update will come out for eBusiness Suite and, you'll have an IT guy that kind of knows it, learns about it, and they say, yeah, we can deploy it, and they deploy it, and then it goes wrong, and they go, oh, well, now we know, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you really have to learn, what are the three other steps that you had to take before
exactly.
You deploy that new functionality.
And, but that's where you guys come in, and that's your value, right?
Absolutely.
So how important is it to liaison with the user groups? You guys do any work with them, or how does that relationship kind of mold?
Yeah, obviously here at OAUG Collaborate, this is the preeminent event for the user group community. We really get to hear, you know, from our users, how are they using it? What challenges are they having? What success are they having? So that, you know, we can really leverage that across our entire customer base. So when we hear about how something's going great, we're able to tell our other clients, and if we're learning, you know, about how something didn't work, we can really leverage that to say, hey, maybe you shouldn't go down that route until it's tested a little bit
right.
more.
You know? Hold on. I know it's new and shiny, but let's stay away from that. That's a hard person to be sometimes.
Yeah, and it really takes the user feedback to understand that.
Right, absolutely. So part of your job as a CEO, as I can imagine, is to figure out direction, right? So where is Secure24 going? I mean, what's your plan?
Sure. So, you know, we constantly are trying to leverage the latest in technology for our clients. We certainly don't want to be on the bleeding edge, but we want to be on the leading edge of of platforms, of security, of performance. And so we're constantly testing products that integrate into the Oracle stack. This year, we became the largest deployment in North America of the Oracle Virtual Compute Appliance. We have that deployed both here in our data center in Las Vegas, as well as in our data center in Michigan. And we're seeing just tremendous performance gains on that platform. And again, it took us, taking the risk of a very, you know, brand new platform from Oracle, testing it in-house, and then rolling it out to our customers. And it's amazing. We're seeing 30%+ performance gains on this new platform from Oracle.
So let me ask you another question here. So are you finding that sometimes a client will migrate or do a new technology and then all of a sudden it's not working and now they call you and it's already broken when you get it, right?
Quite often.
You're fixing a bad tattoo at that point.
Or replatforming it. So,
right.
you know, a lot of times, we like to say we specialize in, in not just, you know, cloud services, but transformation of cloud services. So we really go in and we look at what's the client trying to accomplish and what is the best solution for them to deploy on.
So, Mike, we're here again in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Yesterday was great. It's going to be a little bit windy today. But, you know, what are your plans for the rest of the conference? Do you have any speaking engagements?
We've got several of our very technical-oriented folks are speaking.
That's
here.
That's cool.
And so they love the user group meeting, you know, because they're here to learn as well as educate. So the rest of the week is really enjoying the beautiful weather. Not so nice out in Michigan right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. You're snowing again, is that right?
It's certainly raining and cold, at least that.
Man.
So, enjoying the time out here. And like I said, we're really spending time with customers and understanding how we can continue to help them.
So, it's been great having you on, Mike. I know you're a busy guy. You probably want to go around and mingle, so I won't keep you any longer. But thanks for coming on. And where can folks go to learn more about Secure24?
www.secure-24.com.
Great. Well, thanks again, Mike.
Michael, thank you very much.
I'm Michael Lauer. And on behalf of the BRX family and my co-host, Mike McPherson, we'll see you in a little bit at Collaborate 2015.